Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Hey, I'm Christine. I work in the music department.
Hi, my name is Natalie, the new media coordinator.
Hey, it's Rohit Joseph, sponsorship coordinator.
Hi, this is Yusi, and I'm the outreach coordinator.
This is Brenda, host of Peanut Butter and Jams on Thursdays.
Nasher, the ad coordinator at CITR.
My name is Robin Allen. I'm the program manager.
Hi, I'm Eric Coates, the student music executive.
This is Costa, the news director.
Hey, it's John, the production coordinator.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the digital submissions coordinator.
I'm Nellie, host of The Cat's Pajams.
This is Matt Granlund from Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show.
My name is Hugo. I'm the volunteer manager.
Hey, I'm Jane. I'm the volunteer coordinator.
Hey, it's Sarah Cordon-Lee from the CITR music department.
This is Eleanor Waring, president of CITR student executive. From all of us at CITR, we would like to acknowledge and thank everyone who donated to this year's fund drive. With the help of listeners like you, we raised over $38,000. For this incredible generosity, we would like to say thank you.
Thanks, you. Thank you for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you very much for your support. We love you guys. Take it easy.
Thank you so much for donating to Fun Drive.
Thank you. Your donation makes such a huge difference.
Thank you so much for all your donations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you all so much for your support.
Thank you very much to everybody that donated for Fun Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you for supporting this year's Fun Drive.
Thanks, guys, for volunteering and donating.
Thank you so much for donating to CITR's Fun Drive this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good evening.
Good afternoon, everyone. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we are the hosts of this lovely Friday afternoon 1 p.m. show. That song you just heard was Wild by Beach House from their album Bloom.
So good.
So good. We wanted to throw it back because I feel like with Beach House, like, you can just totally overuse it and overplay it
and just
suck it up till till you can't any longer, and then you can ditch it for a while and then you can go back to it and be like, whoa,
wow.
What okay,
wow.
Right back in.
Yeah, that was
to
me.
Sponge mode.
Yeah, that was me on the bus yesterday morning. And then I was like, we need to play this tomorrow.
Well, because like I took my hiatus from them and I was like, no, because I saw them in concert and they didn't impress me that much. And then
that was not they played at the Commodore a couple years ago,
2012
maybe? Yeah, when this album came out in 2013. We were in first
2013
year, yeah, I think. Yes.
Yeah, and I just was like, oh my god, they didn't do anything like fancy or cool. I feel like I could just play it in my room and it would sound like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took my big long break and then I went back and whoo, fire. Let me tell you.
Fire.
So today, for Femme Concept, it's a little bit different because it's just the two of us.
Back to the basics.
Me and you. Yeah, it's just back to basics.
Yeah.
So we're kind of stoked today because we get to focus primarily on playing music, our favorite thing.
And the type of music that we're going to play, as always, is Femme Con. For those of you who are unfamiliar with what this means, FemCon music is classified based on four different categories, and in order for a piece of music to be considered FemCon here at CITR, it has to fill two of four categories. It has to have been written by a woman, the lyrics have to have been written by a woman, it has to be performed or produced by a woman. So that's what we play and chat about from week to week, different reasons as to why there is less women making music and why we hear less of
it. Maybe not less, as so much as not in the main amphitheater.
Touché.
Of music.
Touché.
Or not as presented as often or recognized as often.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here to promote recognition. Not promote, actually do the
recognizing.
So with our show, that is our little our mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to carry this along nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everybody's studying and stuff, because papers and all that sort of thing. Hopefully this can give you some study vibes to keep you going. Next, we are going to play
Reality
by Grimes, which is her new single.
Yeah, she put it out like a couple weeks ago saying that it isn't going to be on her new album, which we've been waiting for a while now, but she just wanted to give it as a present to fans and things like that, people who have been waiting with bated breath to hear some new material. So she released a fun little music video to it, too. It's like her dancing around and just doing lots of
Grimes-like things.
Exactly.
Grimes is also a Vancouver.
Well, she was from Vancouver originally, but she's based in Montreal now.
Based in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right, some CanCon FemCon. This is Reality.
Thank you.
And we're back here on Femme Concept, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Whoa!
This is your host, Eleanor, speaking.
This is your other host, Erica, speaking.
And that song that we just played for you was called Triple X. Well, XXX. And that was by Zara Dion off of an album called Le Mal Nécessaire. I can't speak
Beautiful.
French.
No, that was great. That's
right?
Gorgeous.
She is a musician, a pop, electronic-y musician from Montreal. And I found her album on Weird Canada. Great provider of cool, weird, different sounds coming out of this great country of ours.
How patriotic of you.
I know. If there's a patriotism that I need to subscribe to, it would be Weird Canada if I had to. And before that, it was Tanya Tagak with her song Rabbit off of her amazing album Animism, which won the Polaris Prize earlier this year.
She's a Canadian throat singer.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Which is really cool to listen to. And yeah. really, it's kind of, it's so crazy how, like, when you're listening to it, you're like, whoa, is this, okay, this is it. Oh, okay, it's like this. It's very, like,
it's awesome.
Not familiar to your ears, which feels, I mean, I'm into that.
It's so. nice. It's
yeah,
nice, different.
It's really
thing.
Cool.
And before that, of course, it was Grimes with the song Reality. And that was a single that she just put out very recently. We were going to have one of our friends come on the show today, Matt Ward, and he is in the First Nations and Indigenous Studies program at the University of British Columbia. And we were going to have him on, not least because he is a good supporter of Femme Concept, but because he is currently doing a course on, like, a practicum course, and he's working on Indigenous feminisms, and we thought it would be really cool to chat with him about that project, but unfortunately he couldn't make it in today. But we did want to give people a heads up that there are presentations happening for these practicums this Wednesday, rather, March 25th, at the First Nations House of Learning at UBC. There's going to be a lot of really cool talks and students presenting on what they've been working on, so I would highly recommend checking that out. There is actually a woman from CITR, Salia, who is working on a storytelling project at CITR, who will be presenting there as well. So if you're feeling up to it, you should go check that out on Wednesday. I'm not sure what time it is at, but you could probably find that out via the World Wide Web if you wanted to.
World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Beautiful place to look for some stuff.
Beautiful sometimes, not always. A lot of the time. A beautiful sounding place also sometimes. There's
yes.
a lot of garbage too.
There is a lot of garbage.
I'm
but...
Yeah. Anyways, I was going to say something, but I'm not even going to go there.
You digress?
I do digress.
All right. And a nice segue into what our next music is going to be. The band is called The Radiation Flowers, which are a band from Winnipeg.
Yes.
Correct. And we are going to play the song Feel It off their album 2, like Roman numerals, like II. And there you go.
We'll be right back. is empty. Your eyes are dull. Once we were hungry. Now we are full.
Hello, you are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Erica. I am one half of this show. The other half is...
me, Eleanor. That song, people, was called If Love is a Red Dress, Hang Me in Rags. And we played it because it is by Maria McKee, and she wrote it, and it is the only song written, it's the only FemCon song on the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. And why are we playing music from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack, you may ask?
Well, the reason that we are is because today, the Norm Theater, the UBC Film Society, is having their last beer garden, and they are doing Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. So, best choice,
I'd say. It's going to be great. And not only that, not only is it going to be a Pulp Fiction beer garden, together with CITR, there's going to be some Film Talk is hosting live bands.
Rad.
So we've got Listening Party at 7:30, and then the movie will start at 8, and then there'll be an intermission, as always, halfway through, and the Scuffs are going to play. And rumor has it a couple of those members are going to dress up like characters in Pulp Fiction.
That will not be hard, actually, thinking of the people.
No, but I think, like, maybe as Mia Wallace. All the members of the Scuffs are guys, men. So. Men.
Yeah. Anyways, still worth checking out.
Yes, you should definitely come. It's going to be a really good time. At the Norm Theater, I think it's like $5 or something like that. It starts at 7 o'clock. So what
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah. What did we listen to before that one?
So before that, we listened to IDC by Chastity Belt off their album Time to Go Home. This is a big favorite out at Femme Concept, kind of role model-esque band. Four females from Seattle, Washington, currently at South by Southwest, along with... Everyone else in the world. including Nardwar. We love them a lot, so they're a great band. And then prior to that, we were playing it was The Radiation Flowers, and the song was called Feel It, off their album Two.
Yeah, great Canadian band in there.
All right, so to continue the Canadian vibes, we're going to play a musician called Clarka Wineworm, and she is from Sackville, New Brunswick.
Where'd you find her? Where'd you pluck
somewhere her? In the vast realm
in
of
the abyss.
Music digging,
right?
Excavation of the sort. Anyways, so Sackville, New Brunswick. I don't think we played anybody from New Brunswick, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apparently they have a pretty like live radio station out there.
Yeah, that's where that's where the National Campus Radio Association conference is happening this year.
Very chill. All right, so this song is called Pictures off her album Continental Drag.
Thank you. I'll think I just felt maybe more light. I was pushed, sounds right. What am I supposed to do when you don't leave me any room to ask you for the check? You got your hands around my neck, you got me wrapped around you much as I try to shake you off. I don't get why you haven't died, and now my cup is empty. I don't want you to run into the back and make another boo. Seems like I pay voluntarily just to piece in your monopoly, but honestly, if I know it, you just play me like a board game. Do you think I feel the same? Am I supposed to do the things you want me to when I don't know who you are? If you don't stop, you leave a scar. You got me chasing after much as I try to shake you off. Focusing on you. Will you tell me first, or will you make it worse? Your service isn't worth the wait to get deserved. Think I'll shut myself out. Much as I try to shake you off, I don't get why you haven't thought. Now my cup is empty, I don't want you to run into the back and make another brew. Much as I try to shake you off, I don't get why you haven't died. Now my cup is empty, I don't want you to run into the back and make another brew. Much as I try.
This March 20th at the Wise Hall, She, a night featuring a powerhouse lineup of women making their bold mark in word and music, including Purple Heart Social Club, Lady Jams, Jeanette King, JB the First Lady, Immortal, and headliner Natasha T. Miller, a Detroit spoken word artist, followed by a dance party with DJ Kuka. This is a 19-plus event at the legendary Wise Hall, 1882 Adenac. $20 gets you in, plus a copy of Kimmortal's new album. Doors at 8, show at 9. For more info, go to kimmortal.com/shows.
Bonjour, mon nom est Marc Gourmeta here in Burnaby, BC. Over the next few days, myself as well as other colleagues from around the province will be shining the spotlight on the West Coast's francophone and francophile community. This is our very own way to celebrate les rendez-vous de la francophonie.
En septembre 2014, j'ai commencé mes études à l'Université Simon Fraser dans le programme en administration publique et services communautaires, souvent appelé the French Cohort Program. Et j'ai reçu une bourse de l'Association des universités de la francophonie canadienne. Une des demandes de la bourse était de faire un projet par rapport à une communauté francophone. C'était parfait pour l'Okanagan. J'ai eu finalement l'opportunité d'en apprendre un peu plus sur ma communauté et sur ce groupe francophone qui revient chaque année dans notre vallée.
Alors, je suis venu ici parce que
Ben, tant qu'à travailler au Québec, je préfère venir l'été ici, qui fait plus beau, et je pense qu'il y a plus de gens sympathiques aussi que vraiment dans le milieu urbain où je vivais à Québec.
Pourquoi es-tu venue ici?
Pour prendre distance avec le quotidien, la routine en général qu'on a pendant toute l'année scolaire, l'université, le cégep, tout ça. Puis pour faire un peu d'argent aussi.
J'avais des amis que ça faisait 3 ans qu'ils venaient dans l'Ouest. J'ai vraiment aimé ça, puis j'ai commencé à venir aussi. Il y a toujours quelqu'un qui connaît quelqu'un qui est venu en Colombie-Britannique. C'est connu des Québécois. Tout le monde connaît à propos de la vallée, là.
Puis on s'entend, il y a beaucoup de monde qui viennent ici, là. Tu penses pouvoir parler en anglais, mais tu vois plus des Québécois, fait que finalement, tu parles jamais en anglais, à part que quand tu vas dans des magasins, là.
Quand j'étais jeune, chez moi, l'Okanagan, c'est pas surtout l'Okanagan, c'était l'Ouest. Tous les gens parlaient d'aller dans l'Ouest. C'était comme un rite de passage, si tu veux.
It's wonderful that they do come and help assist get the fruit off the trees, and it's kind of a pilgrimage for a lot of them.
Join us for Le Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, March 6th to 22nd. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
Hey, yo, we are back here. Last 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes of Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. What are we
serious jokes in here? Wow.
It's tropical.
Rolling. It is tropical. We're sipping pina coladas.
Steal Cam's
phrase.
Yeah. If you are tuned in now, do not go anywhere. We've got Radio Zero up next with Cam and Tyler, followed by Nardwar, although I think he's still in Austin at South by Southwest. And then the news at 5 o'clock, and then Stranded, and then come to the Pulp Fiction Beer Garden.
Yeah. All right, so just to give a rundown of all that music and good stuff you just heard, we started off with Clarka Wineworm, and the song was Pictures from Continental Drag. And then we slowly progressed on to our favorite Courtney Barnett, who just made her album streamable on Exclaim. It's called Sometimes I Just Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. And the song was called An Illustration of Loneliness, Sleepiness in New York. Highly recommend checking her out. And then after that, we played the song Brain Freeze by the band Bully, who is from Nashville, Tennessee. Kind of stumbled upon them whilst looking through music from Nashville, which is not something I do regularly, but occurred nonetheless. And then the last song we played was called Shake You Off by the band Charlie Bell from their album Get to Know. And just, I found them through, they're playing at South by Southwest. And the girl who sings in the band, she is 16 years old. And her brother is, I guess, in the same age range. And he plays drums. And then they have a female friend who plays bass. So it's pretty cool. They're like little children's
young
killing
babies.
It.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
That was the last band that we heard.
Yeah, so I hope everybody has an excellent weekend. We're going to leave you with a track from Slow Learners, who are playing this Sunday at Antisocial Skateboard Shop as a part of a spring equinox celebration. First day of spring today, people.
Woo!
I just learned this.
We always have special things going on the days of our shows, like Halloween.
Yes.
That's it, really. good days.
Okay.
Anyways.
What track are we playing?
All right, so we're going to listen to the song Posturing.
All right.
Have a good weekend.